Since we last talked, the library is the library branches have opened. However, Library Express and curbside pickup continues. And I as I go by and have been in and around the Salem Church branch library near me, I see that people are still taking advantage of that.
Yeah, it's just become a wonderful service for people to be able to pick up their items curbside without having to come into a branch. So we plan to offer that service indefinitely, even though we're open for business. So people can come in during Library Express for hour-long visits, or they can pick up materials curbside.
I have found that being able to use the library again, everybody just seems happy. It just seems as though, you know, things are reopening, and it's great to be back.
Yeah, you know, and it goes both ways for the staff and the customers. The staff are really happy to be in the branches to see customers and to see each other. Customers are really happy to come in, not just to get stuff done that they need to do, but also just to see staff and interact with people again. So it's something that everybody's really missed, and we're glad to have the opportunity again to interact with each other and provide all the things that people need, whether it's photocopies or tax forms or reading material.
And like you say, if you just still, for whatever reason, don't feel comfortable about getting out and going back, curbside pickup remains a great option.
Yes, definitely. So anytime Library Express is open, you can come by and just pick up your items via curbside. And then the book drops are open 24/7, so you can return your materials anytime.
CurlCon, to see the fact that the CurlCon will again be taking place this year, this has been a really popular event. How has COVID changed it for this year?
So we're going to do an all-virtual CurlCon like we did last year, but there's going to be a lot more to it. Last year, we did CurlCon when the pandemic first started, and we didn't have everything together as far as virtual classes and events, so we made a really nice webpage with resources and activities. This year, we have the same page. It's going to be up through the month of May, but updated, of course. But in addition to that, we have a whole bunch of virtual events that will be taking place, most of which will be on May 1st, which is CurlCon Day, and then some other ones sprinkled throughout the month. And we have something for all ages, from little kids up through adults. We'll have a special girl reader class for the little ones. We'll have some special guest authors, like author Chris Barcombe will talk about how to make comics. And we have a couple of pop culture trivia. One is on superheroes for all ages. One is called, it's about Attack on Titan for adults. And we even have a presentation on Aikido, on the martial art Aikido, and that's for all ages. So if you go to librarypoint.org/curl, CRRL-con, you will see the lineup of all of our events. A lot of them will be on Facebook Live, on our page. You don't need an account to sign up, and then some of them will have different links that you can find on our webpage to join in.
LibraryPoint.org. And again, CurlCon has just, it has grown and developed over the years, and it's great, even in a virtual setting, that you've been able to continue it and to grow it.
Definitely. And I wanted to throw in that we're still doing a virtual costume contest or cosplay contest. There will be vendors. There will be fun activities. There's a principal activity book on our CurlCon page, but we'll be having some print copies available in branches in May. So we have ways of making this virtual event a lot more interactive and fun this year, whereas last year we weren't really prepared to do that. So it's going to be a pretty big deal, and it's going to be so much fun for all ages.
Last year at this time, we weren't prepared to do anything. So you were okay. You were given a pass for last year. The fact that you could even do anything was great that you were able to do it last year. Tracy, talk about Idea Space, because that is now open, and that is a great resource for all ages in the community.
Yeah, Idea Space is so super exciting. It's located in downtown Fredericksburg on Princess Anne Street. And it's open for appointments where you can get badged on how to use the different equipment. So there's a recording booth, there's a fancy laser cutter, there are 3D printers, and there are all sorts of tech that you can make appointments to come in and use. And now we circulate the equipment that you can actually borrow and check out and take home for a week. So we call it Tech on the Go equipment. And there are a number of pieces that you can check out that includes...
I know you can do a GoPro.
Sorry.
I know you can do a GoPro, which I just think for people that are interested in you know, learning how to use a GoPro, the fact that you could check that out for a week is just a great, great thing.
Yes, and you can also check it out as a kit, so it comes with some of the components you might need to do the whole thing, like a tripod and stuff like that. We have studio lights you can check out, a ring light. We have a launch pad kit, camera stabilizer, video camera kit, and a turntable kit, a Wacom drawing tablet, a smartphone mic, a Zoom audio recorder. So we have a whole bunch of really cool tech gear that you can use to do whatever project you have in mind that you can check out for a week. You have to go directly to Ideaspace to check it out, and you have to be 18 and up and have to sign some, you know, basically a waiver saying you're going to bring it back. But it's just a really fantastic way to connect the community with tech that you might not be able to afford to purchase, or something that you wouldn't want to keep around all the time, but you just need it for a specific project. Even though you have to pick up the equipment at Ideaspace, not a library branch, you can still reserve it online for when you need it. And I also wanted to add that the whole Ideaspace and the Tech on the Go project was made possible by the Fredericksburg Economic Development Authority and the Duff McDuff Green Jr. Fund of the Community Foundation. So we had some great support in making this collaborative project happen.
Tracy McPeck here, the Adult Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Tracy, I know that as far as both in youth services and in your area, adult services, lots going on. I'll let you run down just some of the things that we can look forward to over the next month or so.
Yes, we have so much going on right now. Even though we're not back to doing in-person classes or events yet, there is just so much we can do virtually in both youth services and adult services. So I will start with youth services, and then I will run down to adult services. Right now, we have our 18th annual Claudia Emerson Teen Poetry Contest going on. Submissions are currently being accepted through April 15th. And teens in grades 6 through 12 who live in the city of Fredericksburg, the county of Stafford, Spotsylvania, or Westmoreland, or any other teen who has a Crow library card are eligible to participate. We'll have winners selected in two categories, grades 6 through 8 and grades 9 through 12, and there will be prizes. So we highly recommend, if you know a teen in your life, to have them enter the contest. We also recently wrapped up our 26th annual Johnny P. Johnson Teen Art Show, and you can see the entire art show and winners on our webpage, librarypoint.org, and looking at some of the art that these teens have put together gives me chills. It's so amazing and incredible, the talent that they have, and it's something that we do every year, so I highly encourage everybody to go to the website and check out their art because it's just amazing. The other thing we did recently was we worked with the Freelance Star to put on the Fredericksburg Regional Spelling Bee. Shelby Kay of Fauquier County is this year's winner of the Fredericksburg Regional Bee. She'll represent the area in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So Shelby is an eighth grader at W.C. Taylor Middle School. She topped six other elementary and middle school students in the Regional Bee. And again, it's something that we sponsor with the Freelance Star. We do this every year, and it's just a fantastic way to get representation in the National Spelling Bee. Moving on from there, we have our Grow a Reader special for Earth Day, which will be available April 9th. So because we haven't been able to do in-person Grow a Reader classes, which are story times for the little ones, we have our youth services librarians putting up some wonderful online story times. And those are really great because they can be watched anytime once they're available. You can do something, it's something you could do with your child before bed, it's something you could do in the morning, something you could do to entertain them while you're on a Zoom meeting at home, and really, it's a good way to connect children with those skills that they need to become kindergarten ready. So this is a new Grow a Reader special, Earth Day, it'll be available April 9th. And then a little bit about our resources, tutor.com has been very popular. If you need to connect to a tutor in a wide range of subjects, they are available 7 days a week from 2 to 9 with no appointment necessary. For grades K through 12, we have it's on-demand tutoring, homework help, test prep, and writing assistance. And they cover over 60 subjects. They are certified teachers. You can also use the service to drop off reviews. They can review your papers, resumes, practice quizzes, Princeton Review, SAT and ACT tests. And then for adults, Tutor.com offers the Adult Learning and Career Center, which connects lifelong learners with expert tutors and career coaches. So you can get one-on-one tutoring or job search assistance in over 60 subjects, including GED preparation. And again, you can drop off resumes and cover letters to be reviewed and take things like the Princeton Review, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT practice tests anytime 24/7. And then we have online resources. If you need any other help with homework or projects for all ages, go to our online resources page at librarypoint.org. And you can also view our Learn at Home tab if you want to do additional things like Universal Class or Lynda.com, which is free online learning for in a number of topics from management to computer skills to crafts and arts. Finally, for youth services, we have our virtual pause for reading, which has been very popular since the start of the pandemic. And it gives kids a chance to practice their reading in a non-judgmental atmosphere where they can just relax and they read to a dog. Normally, we do this in person, but it's been virtual since the pandemic, and it's been very popular. You can also, for adults, grade 7 through adult, they can sign up for a time with a therapy dog, which works like pause for reading, where they can read a book or just hang out. It's intended for teens and adults with disabilities, but all are welcome to participate. And you can sign up for a 15-minute session of either of those on our virtual events page. And now I'm going to talk about adult services. So upcoming is our Overdrive Big Library Read. Every once in a while, our ebook vendor, Overdrive, puts on a big community read where they have unlimited copies of the book and audiobook available for checkout with no holds. And this time we'll be reading The Art of Taking It Easy by Dr. Brian King, and that'll be available through April 19th. So this is a laugh out loud guide to embracing humor to reduce stress and live a happier, fuller life. And I think that sounds like something we all could use. So I plan to check that out. Hopefully you will too. One of the events I'm most excited about right now is this Gatsby in Connecticut, The Honeymoon of Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald. So this is a lecture that will be online on our Facebook page, facebook.com/curlnews. And it'll be a Facebook Live, so you don't need an account. You could just go to the link and watch it. It's on April 15th. And it's presented by Richard Webb, who co-produced an award-winning documentary called Gatsby in Connecticut, The Untold Story. And he wrote a companion book called Boats Against the Current. So Webb offers a look into the honeymoon of F. Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald and how it influenced the creation of The Great Gatsby. We have both the book and the DVD in our system available to check out, and the documentary actually features Sam Waterston, which I think is pretty cool. So Mr. Webb is going to present to us about the book and the documentary and how the honeymoon of the Fitzgerald influenced the creation of The Great Gatsby. So I'm super excited about that. Then, if you don't know, April is National Poetry Month, and we have Kim B. Miller, the Prince William County Poet Laureate, is going to share her journey as an author and characteristics of the writing life, and she'll answer questions from the audience. Again, this is a Facebook Live event at facebook.com/curlnews. It's on April 29th. And we also have other really great events. If you go to librarypoint.org and you'll see the events calendar, you can see all of the virtual events that we have. We've got virtual book clubs, and we have conversation classes for people who want to practice English, and all sorts of great events coming up, including more in Poetry Month.
Boy, Tristan, and I have noticed that some of these virtual events are really interesting. There's been a number of ones that you've done with the National Park Service in history that I've watched, and just a number of different topics, and some of these lunch kind of things. You really can. Some of it are the kind of things you just have on in the background, and you learn a lot. They've really been beneficial.
They have, and it's really convenient to have it in a virtual format because, like you said, you can have it on in the background, but it also makes it easy to participate. Let's say if you do our Lunch and Learns, which are from 12 to 1 every Friday on Facebook, then you can learn something while you're eating lunch or doing some other stuff in the background. There's no travel time involved, or you can attend an evening lecture online without having to drive in the dark or, you know, you can be eating your dinner while you're watching it. So I can see us always having some kind of virtual programming going on, even once we can return to in-person classes and events, just because there are some of these events we do that really lend itself well in the virtual format.
Tracy McPeck with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. She is the Adult Services Coordinator. The winter reading program has wrapped up, but I know that there still is time if you qualified for the prize of reading 5 books or more. You can still pick it up at the library.
That's correct. So winter reading ended March 31st, and people who read 5 books between December 21st and March 31st were eligible for a wonderful winter reading mug, and those are still available. So if you logged your 5 books before March 31st and you got the email saying that you're eligible for prize, you can come to any branch before April 17th and claim your mug. You can even do a curbside and ask for it, and we'll bring it out to you. So if you didn't participate in winter reading, keep an eye out for next year. We also have summer reading. Registration starts May 1st. That's for all ages. And then that officially starts on June 1st.
Wow, we're already getting ready. You're already getting ready for summer reading. It just, the year is flying by.
I know.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
So to wrap this up, talk to me a little bit about this year-round reading challenge.
Yeah, so, some people just really enjoy the challenge of participating in something, even if there's no actual reward at the end. The reward is just participation itself and knowing that you achieved a challenge. So you can go to our Beanstack app or the website at librarypoint.org and sign up for this 2021 reading challenge through Beanstack. It works a lot like Adult Winter Reading did. And if you log your books, you get occasional badges when you achieve different levels. And you can challenge yourself to read 100 books in a year just for the satisfaction of having doing it. And then we'll also be able to talk about at the end of the year, look how many books our community read together, which is going to be a really fun number to see. So if you, it's another good way to track what you're reading too. So if you want to keep a list of books that you read, if you want to write reviews, you can still do all that through the Beanstack app, even when there's no other challenge going on.
Okay.
So I highly recommend the 2021 all year challenge if you just like that extra bit of incentive.
I like that that you can sort of be part of at the end of the year to say this is how many books are the area read. That would be kind of fun to know that you're part of that.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also wanted to throw in that I'm proud of you for finishing winter reading.
Yes.
I know you told me when we first got on that you picked up your mug, you read your 5 books, and I just think you've come so far in the past couple of years that we've been doing this radio show, and
you're an
official reader, and it's wonderful.
You and Darcy Caswell from the library have been my mentors in all of this. And again, go to librarypoint.org if you want to sign up and get a library card. All of that easy to do, and you ought to have one.
Yeah, and the library card, they'll actually mail it to you if you don't want to come in a branch and get one. So you can sign up online. We'll mail you a card.
Tracy McPeck with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Tracy, great to talk to you. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.